OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show, this is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me is, well, Mauer's here.
Beep you.
Yeah, threw you off a little bit there. You weren't ready for that. He was not even facing the mic. Still isn't facing the mic, to be honest with you. You pay attention.
I don't have to pay attention.
Get off. We're doing a show.
Yeah. Who do you think's doing the show? I got to make sure things look good up here and I can see everything. Yeah.
Well, maybe Huey's here.
What's going on? I'm
so what confused. Is going on?
I don't know. Mauer, you threw me off with that one. I got to make sure the screen looks nice.
And who's
I gotta
seeing look the screen?
At, I got to look am. At the screen and make sure that the screen has stuff on it.
When we don't have the screen, we don't do well.
That's true.
We don't usually do well.
That's true.
That's kind of like a whole little charm of ours.
We kind of stumble through it and out comes
and then
the
all
show.
Of a sudden a half hour's over and we're like, well, I guess we're done. Anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around here, that's where we talk about the news, baby Huey.
New news. I'm not.
Wow, that was so.
Yeah, I'm not doing the whole feature
thing.
You
just pronounced it so well. The new news.
Well, I'll make sure it didn't sound like nude.
The new news.
Grumble, grumble.
Oh, I don't like when you say that. Yeah, no, that's what we're going to talk about. All the happenings from around the comic sphere, books, movies, TV shows, all the things that are comic related. That's what we're going over.
I just had the saddest moment ever. I reached for a monster and it wasn't there.
Aww. Oh, man, the dirty joke that just popped into my head. We're going to move right past that one. Woo! And start off with a bang.
So Features is with Late Shift.
You got it.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
that.
You got it right there, right?
So he's hanging out with Late Shift again, I guess.
Yeah, Features and Late Shift, they need to just work it out.
They love each other.
I can't have this.
He surprised him with that trip, so.
This will they or won't they nonsense.
They're going away for the holidays for a couple weeks, and we'll see, you know, what happens when he gets back.
Hickeys, the whole nine yards.
So what are we talking about today?
We got a whole bunch of stuff. So who wrote this? So Xbox users get PS4 Spider-Man. That's so not true.
They're going to be able to get it.
Okay.
I got a little Spider-Verse review.
You got a little Spider-Verse?
I got a little Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
a little Spider-Verse.
We heard that.
Wait a minute.
And then I have an early review of Aquaman.
An early review, he says.
Well, it comes out tomorrow.
Your Amazon Prime review?
My Amazon Prime review.
All right. Well, before we get into all that, let's talk about the comics. And let's get this nonsense out of the way about Xbox users and PS4 Spider-Man.
Listen, they've been complaining that they can't, you know, get the story of Spider-Man.
That's not what they're complaining about. They want to play the game.
They can play the game.
They can play the game.
They're just going to buy a PS4.
Yeah. Right. So Xbox users, don't get hyped up, because that does not mean that this game is coming over to the Xbox. It means that Marvel is releasing a spinoff specifically in the Spider-Man PS4 universe. So that version of Peter Parker, that version of Miles, that version of Aunt May, that story, which, by the way,
is awesome.
Phenomenal Spider-Man story.
This is going to be a little mini series, and it's actually going to be basically retelling the story from the game.
Oh yeah,
so
oh,
they're actually
cool.
So they're getting.
The Xbox users are really going to be able to get the story.
Yeah, well, you can go on YouTube and get the story.
That's true.
They want the experience of playing the game. Come on, guys. Come
the
on,
Xbox they, users. Do they really
trying,
get the experience playing the game?
You are trying so hard to make this clickbait title work.
Look, PS4 is superior. So,
I mean, well, now that I have both, I don't have a stake in this game.
No, you don't.
No, because the PSVR wins. Sorry. Sorry, that wins. Borderlands 2 just came out for PSVR. I'm gone. See you later.
All right.
You don't like Borderlands 2?
I've never played it.
You never played 1?
Did you?
No.
Wow.
I have no idea what Borderlands
I'm
is.
I'm playing God of War, or not God of War, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey right now.
Thanks. I never
Thanks
liked
Thanks to
any
Fantara.
Any of the Assassin's Creed games.
I've tried playing the first one. It was the worst gaming experience of my life.
No.
It's all updated. It's completely different now.
This is how weird I am. I have problems with that game because there's no adversity, because you are living through a simulation. You can do whatever you want.
He can't die? I thought if he died in the thing, he died in real life.
Really? No. That I'm aware of. And so, I mean, look, I could be wildly wrong. This is obviously not a gaming show. But it's like when the Ninja Turtles remake movie came out, and then also we found out they're bulletproof, and you're like, oh, kid, what? Everybody's shooting at you this whole movie? Half this movie, there was no adversity in it? This is stupid. So I've never gone back to an Assassin's Creed game because of it.
Stupid.
It's still fun to play.
Stupid. Maybe.
Well, I just hated Assassin's Creed the first 2 hours of it.
Why are we talking about Assassin's Creed for this long?
Welcome to Emergent Gamer.
Oh, yeah, right. All right. So, yeah, that's what's going on with this.
It comes out
Spider-Man.
In March.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then also, a couple days, we get the last...
Friday
DLC for it.
Yeah, last DLC comes out on
Silver
Friday.
Silver Sable. They must have had like a really weird contract with Sony,
yeah,
and Marvel, because the characters they got, like villain wise, were bizarre. You know what I mean? Hammerhead.
I like Hammerhead.
Sure, Hammerhead is cool, but he's not a normal villain. Silver Sable, sure, is it like had her time.
What was it, like 90s cartoon characters?
Kinda.
Yeah, more. It was the 90s.
Hammerhead, Tombstone. Was he in it?
Yeah, he was in it. He's a side mission.
Silver Sable.
Well, then you had the
Vulture.
You had the Sinister Six.
Yeah,
and then you had Kingpin in the actual.
So it was basically
game.
All the villains they had from the 90s cartoon.
Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, it was still fun, but it was like when they announced it was, what's it called, Hammerhead. You were like,
that's
really
weird. Yeah, that's weird. But
okay,
yeah,
whatever.
It
so
worked.
Yeah, I'm excited for it though. I mean, they made Silver Sable look cool.
And the new Three Stooges can download.
The new one. So you got Into the Spider-Verse, which looks really stupid. So they got Parker's costume from Into the Spider-Verse, which is just bigger eyes and like more blue on his sides. That's pretty much it. It's like the same costume. And then there was two other ones. It was
Cyborg Spider-Man,
yeah, which looks pretty cool.
It looks awesome.
That looks pretty cool.
And then I can't remember what the third one is.
Doesn't matter. Look, Maori's so confused.
I'm still here.
By the way, Silver Sable. How do you explain Silver Sable?
Assassin,
mercenary
that dresses in silver.
She was like if Black Widow was like a Spider-Man character only.
The anti-Black Cat?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good. I like that. Hammerhead had just a
flat-topped gangster.
Had a hard head and he can hit you with it.
Yeah.
He was tough.
All right. Moving on from there to this week's new X-Men lineup.
I know. You know what the funny thing is? I got into X-Men Red too and it wasn't bad. I genuinely enjoyed it. Now we got a new lineup.
Womp womp.
I know.
It's like every few weeks we have a new lineup for X-Men.
Did you guys read that? The whole when Jean goes to Tony and gets them to make Magneto helmets for everybody.
Oh, really?
So,
no.
Yeah. So they all put on Magneto helmets because the villain is like I forget her name. She was big in the 90s, but she was essentially the anti Professor X. You have any idea who I'm talking about? I'll look it up when we get into a new story. When we get into a new story that I have know nothing about, I'll look it up just so I can say the name. But essentially, to beat her, the whole plot line of the book was she made it look like Jean was killing people when she was coming out and trying to say, like, you know, we're not your enemy. Like the par for the course X-Men stories.
Right.
So they didn't know how they were going to get one over on her because she can read everybody's minds. So they all said out of nowhere, all of them put on Magneto helmets. And we were like, wow, this is the coolest.
That's awesome.
Everybody's wearing Magneto helmets. It was awesome. Anyway, so now we've got a new lineup and that's already over. Thanks.
Yeah.
I was actually excited for a Jean Grey book.
Well, is this taking over the X-Men Red or I thought X-Men Red was going to continue.
Was it?
Yeah, I think X-Men Red is going to continue. This is with the new Uncanny.
This is going to be Uncanny X-Men 13 and 14. So we get the return of Cyclops.
I think we're getting back to what they started with the blue and gold.
Yeah, getting
where
back
we're
to
gonna
the
have
core.
Multiple teams and the core people leading it for different missions. Which in the 90s it worked.
We already had blue and gold. They already did this.
But now they're getting with everything going on with Disney. X-Men are allowed to be cool again, so they're gonna go through and pump everything up.
Now is this like Dark Cyclops? Do we know?
No, this is. So January Uncanny X-Men Annual Number 1, we're going to get the reason that how Cyclops returns.
And this is a team being led by Cyclops
and
Wolverine.
Wolverine, which is funny because last time these two were together, they were butting heads.
Wasn't it Schism? Schism was when they were fighting,
yeah, that's when they were fighting, yes.
By the way, if you've never read Schism, it's a great book. That's when the Jean Grey school came around,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. And the neat part is like, both Wolverine and Cyclops have their like 90s costumes on.
Yeah, it's very throwback, very nostalgia driven.
I like his red costume. I guess it's always going to be like his villain-esque costume, his anti-hero costume, but I really like the red costume.
This one, he's got the old classic brown and yellow costume. Cyclops got his 90s costume
he's
on.
He's got his Jim Lee costume on.
Yeah.
But we're getting a cool team. It's going to be Magic.
She's cool.
Who's Magic?
Colossus's sister.
There you go.
Yeah. Ms. Rasputin. Multiple Man. Who's that?
He can make multiples of himself.
Cyclops' brother Havoc.
I love Havoc.
Yeah. Hold on. I love how to this day they still always say Cyclops' brother Havoc. Danny Moonstar, who I don't know much about Moonstar. Hope Summers, the whole reason with the first New Mutant.
She was the first new, yep.
And then Warlock.
I like Warlock. He's a cybernetic being.
Wolfsbane.
She was X-Factor, right?
Yeah, X-Factor.
A Wolfbane or
yeah, Wolfbane.
Isn't she? She's gonna be in the New Mutants movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Banshee, who?
Oh, isn't what's her name Planner? Isn't Arya Stark from Game of Thrones? I think Arya Stark's Planner.
Girl really? With a unibrow is playing her, is what I know.
He's talking about Arya.
Dude, you're such a dick.
What? What? And I'm missing something. But it's going to be a cool team. Because the characters other than Wolverine and Cyclops aren't the most popular of characters, so they can actually go back and probably develop more of an X-Men style story with them. Like having, you know, them teaching these characters, even though they've been around for a little bit, you do have some characters, this might be the first time they've been in the big leagues, if you will.
The Bigums. Ooh, the Bigums.
So we got the Guardians.
I don't know how to feel about this news. So what we do know is, I think it's Danny Coates. Gail got it.
Gail got it.
Yeah.
I might not be able to say the man's name, but everything he's done recently has been incredible. From that Thanos run, he's just won me over, right? And then the Cosmic Ghost Rider run's been great. So him doing the new Guardians team, I'm very excited for. And him, the idea of switching up the Guardians team, we've been talking about on this show for a while now.
But this is a big shakeup, though.
This is a real big shakeup. And I was very excited. Beta Ray Bill, he said flat out in an interview that Beta Ray Bill was definitely on the team. Mm-hmm. Well, from what we seem to be getting here, it's the Dark Guardians, and they're going to be Cosmic Ghost Rider, which is awesome. So that's the Frank Castle in the future who gets the power of Ghost Rider and the power of Silver Surfer, right. Which is dope.
And he's crazy.
And he's crazy. Yeah, he's gone absolutely insane.
Even like not like Punisher crazy, like legitimate Deadpool crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts. Then we got Nebula, who we all kind of know if you're MCU fans. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about Nebula in the comics. Did they make her more like the MCU version?
Yes. I think now she's more,
like a little bit more robotic.
Yeah.
All right. Star Fox, who I can't stand. Star Fox is Thanos' brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fox is Thanos' brother. And I just look, I like Jim Starlin and I like everything that he's done for the Marvel Cosmic side of things, but man, there's a couple characters that I just can't get behind, and Star Fox is one of them. He's a goofy looking dude. He was from Titan, but he was like a non, because Thanos was part deviant, right?
Yes.
And that's why he turned purple,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was more, not eternal, but like the ultimate beings kind of thing.
Yeah, he was like
from the Titans. I don't like him. Oh, this stupid hair. His his fake Wolverine hair. He does. He's got little curlies that go up on the side above his ears. He's dumb. And he's got a fox on his chin. Come, Star Fox? Like 64, he's cool. Barrel roll. Yeah. Do a barrel roll. Like, that guy's cool. This guy's not.
But then we got one that you love.
Who?
Gladiator.
Yes. Gladiator's awesome. Gladiator is one of super it's like a Marvel Superman. But the coolest part about Gladiator,
purple.
Yeah, he's purple with a mohawk.
Yeah,
if X-Men '90s X-Men fans, we know Gladiator, especially in the cartoon. Gladiator's powers are connected to his confidence, which he's highly confident, so he's usually really powerful. But if you can shake his confidence at all, his power starts to dwindle quick. So he's pretty cool. I like Gladiator a lot. Who else we have?
We got Knoll. Or
Knoll. The Venom God.
Venom God.
He's the symbiote god, and he's weird. He's so powerful to have on a team. Dude, he killed, like, what, two or three Celestials on his own in the beginning of time?
Yeah, because he had the symbiote sword.
Necrosword.
Yeah. But, well, it was the symbiote, and it actually went out. And the planet of the symbiotes actually was his cage. So they think about this. They had to make a planet around this dude filled with symbiotes in order to contain
him. Clintar means cage, right? Isn't that what it is? No, they're the Clintar.
They're the Clintar.
They're the Clintar. The name of the planet, what was the name of the planet?
Whatever it was.
It meant cage.
Because it was the big cage. I mean, he's cool looking. He's got a lot of cool powers. I like this because...
I don't think this is real.
If you have Ghost Rider on this team, like, when you look at that list, there's a lot of big power there.
Way big. Well, and then where's Beta Ray Bill?
He could be coming.
We know Beta Ray Bill's on the team.
So maybe he comes later?
I don't think this is truly the team.
Do you think somebody's going to die on here?
I think they're testing the popularity of these characters. I don't think the team is actually created yet. I think this is all a dog and pony show. I think they're going to write a couple books with a bunch of different people in it, see who's popular, see who people are writing about and tweeting about. They'll watch social media for a while. And then if people are excited about Noel being on the team, he'll stay. Right? If not, if nobody gives a crap about Star Fox, because why would you? You know, he'll get replaced with Beta Ray Bill. Because Beta Ray Bill will always have his passionate fan base. Like, people will always be excited. There are Marvel fans to this day who will hear Stormbreaker and go, "That's stupid hammer from the MCU. That's not Stormbreaker. Stormbreaker belongs to Beta Ray, that horse-faced god. I love him."
Jeez. They're calling this the Dark Guardians, and supposedly this team is going after Thanos because Thanos is coming back up in power. So they're going after him. So this could just be a few issue, like a little arc.
Yeah, this could be going after Thanos, and once that's
and then
done,
they're done, right? So you might be right. We might not have gotten our full new Guardians team.
I don't think you have.
Yeah, we probably haven't.
What else we got going on in the news?
We got Kraven going back on the hunting again.
Oh, Kraven, all right, going on that hunt now.
Yeah, going
right. So Kraven's last hunt. What was Kraven's last hunt? Why is this important?
Because that's when he killed Spider-Man, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
Because death in comics, that always works. That goes hand in hand. It's arguably one of the best Spider-Man books ever written. And it was who was the person who bought Kraven's last hunt?
The director for Homecoming.
And everyone was sure that was going to be the villain for him. Right, because he walked out of Midtown Comics
with a bunch of copies of it.
And I know Sony was trying to make a Kraven movie, so this isn't that surprising because it's possible that that movie's still in the works. Who's Kraven? Anybody want to give me my Kraven breakdown?
World's greatest hunter.
Yeah,
basically. I think he's got some increased senses, but he's just an amazing hunter who decided that there was no other game left for him to hunt that gave him a challenge, so he decided to hunt Spider-Man.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's what he does. He throws spears and stuff.
So this is going to start in Spider-Man 16, Amazing Spider-Man 16, which is going to come out in February. And as of right now, that's all the info we have. They said they'll be releasing some more basically right after the holidays. So
groovy.
Yep.
Groovy.
If you haven't already, go check out the new look for Blade, for the Blade comics that are coming out. It's just an updated, more modern look with some armor.
Yeah, they're putting Blade everywhere. He's on the Avengers now. He's got a new comic book coming out. So
then probably means we're going to get some Blade MCU news at some point. Since
Wesley.
Since Marvel really doesn't know how to separate the two anymore.
No, not at all. We've got something going on here. It must be everywhere.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, they're making Infinity Wars the movie. Well, we're going to do Infinity Wars the book. They're doing Civil War. We're going to do Civil War 2.
Because they're going to get confused and people are going to see the movie ad and then they're going to buy the comic.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Miles number one come out?
It did.
Last week.
Wow.
Shocking.
Last week.
I'm sure it's great.
All right. DC is showing us some really cool variants for Detective Comics number 1000.
Wow, that's two books at 1000, Action Comics and now Detective Comics. That's crazy.
I still love that DC Comics is Detective Comics comics.
Yeah, you never get over that.
But it has some really big time names of famous Batman artists giving their own spin on all these covers. Like for me, the Tim Sale one is by far my favorite.
Found her name. Evil Professor X. Evil female Professor X. Cassandra Nova.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll put a picture in.
Bueller.
I know who she is.
She's literally evil female Professor X. I mean,
she's bald.
Like, to a T.
Yes. Wow.
To a T. Didn't she like kill like millions of mutants? One of the massacres with the Sentinels?
Sure.
That? I forget. I forget. Like I'm. This is where I wish Features was here because he's like the X-Men guy. He would be all over this.
He'd be like, well, in issue number 372.
Well, actually.
But Menti, did you see any of the issue 1000?
Yeah, there was a couple cool ones. I mean, I love the zebra Batman showed up in one of them. That made me smile. I mean, they were cool. I don't know. The longer we've been doing these shows, the less I care about these variant, barrages that we've been getting, because they do it with so many books.
But issue 1000, I feel like they gave Action Comics a lot more fanfare than they're giving Detective.
Yeah, Action Comics had like 12, 13.
Well, that was also Brian Michael Bendis' first time. I mean, there was a lot more going on, and it's Superman. Like, I know Batman and Superman go for the title, but
Superman got like
it's
up.
Superman. It's like it's the quintessential superhero. It is the grandfather of all of this. We don't exist without Superman.
Just give Batman something cool.
You could get Ratman, at the same time, who could have been more popular. I mean, you know how there was like, Captain Marvel was close to beating out Superman for popularity in the 40s or 50s or whatever that was. This is going to sound bad, but at that time, Captain Marvel was way more popular than Batman.
Which Captain Marvel, for fans that don't know?
Oh, sorry. DC's Shazam. Not Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Because that would never be close to...
No.
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 No. Come on, Brie Larson. Woo! Let me do some right. Wonderful things, because that movie's...
Baby Huey, I know you put this news in there for you, so before we skip to the next thing, let us know what's going on in Transformer world.
They're basically just restarting. The IDW comic came to an end. And starting in March, they're going to reboot and restart everything from scratch.
So everything that happened previously no longer...
A different universe. They're just going to start...
Okay, cool.
Start over from a different universe.
Because there was a lot of weight in that universe. Like, lots of things happened. And did they rebuild Cybertron and they were working together at some point?
That whole universe, they incorporated, like, ROM, the Space Knight, the G.I. Joe. So it was a whole... They made their own connected universe in the comics.
Which the toys were cool. They all came in one big package.
What was the thing that I just saw with the Enterprise?
Okay, so right now...
Is a Transformer?
Right now there's a Transformer Star Trek crossover. And in the last issue that came out last week, the Enterprise transformed.
That's awesome. I told you, Star Trek is the glue.
You're right.
Star Trek is the glue that connects all of this.
Every universe has gone through Star Trek.
Crazy,
so
right?
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
That's why it's better than Star Wars. I said it.
The views of Baby Huey do not reflect that of Fireside.
I've never wanted to stop a recording in the middle of a show so bad in my life.
If Baby Huey is found missing, please don't come after me this time.
By the way, one of these days we're going to have to actually solve that.
All right. On that note, let's move into TV.
Let's. Please do. What's the first one?
So we got some more DC Universe stuff announced. So
I'm digging DC Universe. I think the app needs an overhaul.
Yeah,
the
app sucks.
A little sucky, but...
No. It's not a little sucky. It beeping sucks.
Look, I go under for Titans, and then that's it right now.
That's right. Yeah, and you're right. I haven't tried reading any of the comics through it.
I want to. I just haven't really found anything yet that I want to watch or
like
read yet.
It's like Comixology.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's not that, but finding shit on there is terrible.
Yeah, the interface is a little rough. But for a first go around and the content we're getting, like the original content, I'm telling you, Titans shocks me.
But if you're not watching the stuff that they said, hey, watch this, it's, let me search, and it's...
If you're this is your first introduction to the DC animated universe, dude, you're a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, everything's up there.
Honestly, every year, those animated movies just get better and better and better.
Funny you should mention the animated movies. So one of the new things they're going to be doing is when the direct-to-DVD animated movies come out, they're also going to appear on the streaming service that same day.
That's awesome. That's
so
great.
So we don't have to buy Reign of the Superman?
No. The day that comes out. And now, the only thing is, I don't know if it means... the day it comes out digitally or the day the DVD Blu-ray gets released.
Damn it.
Since they're always like a week to 2 weeks
apart.
I'm not
looking forward to this one. But then again, I wasn't looking forward to Death of Superman that much. I didn't like Reign of Superman.
Shut your mouth.
I didn't. I could care
less. We're also getting the DC Yule Log.
it's up now.
Marvel's Yule Log is awesome. So
yeah.
That's going to be a hard one to go up against.
And then if you're a fan of Justin Hartley, he's...
Who?
He played Oliver.
Who?
He played Oliver Queen in Smallville. And if you're a...
Oh, he died in the crossover.
Ha, that's true. Also, if you're a fan of This Is Us on NBC, he's on that show. He did a Aquaman pilot like years ago after before Smallville or during Smallville, and it never got picked up. So they're actually going to put that on the stream service on January 11th.
It was free on iTunes for a long while.
Wasn't he like a activist or something in that for Aquaman?
I don't remember.
Like, I remember it was
I watched it, but I don't remember
I guarantee you that this is just DC going, it's doing well. What other Aquaman stuff do we have?
One of my Smallville season DVDs I bought, it came with the pilot.
Entourage is going to show up on the DC streaming network.
And then we got more Stargirl casting, which they're throwing some names at this show.
All right, who's Stargirl?
Stargirl is the second Star-Spangled Kid who got the powers from, what is it?
No, that's the source of the powers. Think of it like in Zelda, like when they lift the Triforce. It's the same thing.
Because it's not the original Starman. It's Jack Knight gave her the Star Staff or what, the Cosmic Staff.
Not the Star Staff. Can you tell I don't care about this?
Here's the cool thing. So Stargirl is named after Jeff John's sister, Courtney, who died in the explosion of the TWA flight.
Well, that's not cool. That
sucks. In 1996, down to her look and personality.
That's cool.
That's
is
cool.
His sister.
That's cool.
She is the stepdaughter of the original Star-Spangled Kid and found the costume in like the attic. And to piss off her stepdad, put the costume on and started fighting crime. Okay. Which Star-Spangled Kid was the first.
Those silly kids.
Superhero.
Their teenage angst. I'm going to show you, Dad.
But I didn't know this. He was the first superhero that had an adult sidekick.
Wait, what?
Oh.
So Star-Spangled Kid was the hero, and the sidekick was Stripesy, which was like this guy in a big robot.
The robot thing. Okay, I remember him from Justice League cartoon. Okay.
So that's a cool spin on it. But they're throwing big names, well, I guess bigger
big.
Names. Listen, Joel McHale is a big name.
Yeah. What, Community?
Yeah. But then Lou Ferrigno Jr., who is coming into his own, but that's still a name attached to it. Even though it's his dad's name, you're still getting the people that will probably check in just to see him. And then when I said Henry Thomas, you freaked out, so I have no idea. He was on that Haunting of Hill
Haunting
House.
Of Hell,
Haunting of Hill House, House is super dope. Check that out. It's a great show. It's a little slow.
He was the father.
A little slow. But, woof, man, when the twists and turns come around, it's great. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
But this show sounds like it.
Oh, but Bennett Girl is amazing.
All right.
Bennett Girl
is awesome.
Yeah, Bennett Girl freaked me out.
But this almost sounds like a Heroes show. It's a girl in high school dealing with all that.
It's a superhero show.
Yeah. Is it? With the Star Staff?
I meant like Heroes, the show.
I know.
Okay.
We're just making fun of you because you're so excited about this.
Bustin' balls.
The show sounds good.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this to come out and you watch one episode.
It just sucks.
Maybe it's good.
Listen, I like Dr. Midnight. I like Our Man.
So, who are they?
Dr. Midnight.
You can't just say these things.
Uses midnight bombs. He can see like in the dark. His sidekick is an owl.
He throws midnight bombs and can see in the dark. He's a fucking flashlight.
And then Our Man.
Woo! Man, I love those powers.
Our Man gets superpowers for an hour. Speed and strength. So he came up with this almost like a superhero serum that he could take once a day for an hour to have flight, super speed, super strength.
So he's like the new DC Hulk, whatever his name is.
Damage,
yeah.
Like superhero Viagra.
Oh, God.
The show sounds great.
Flashlight
boy and Viagra guy.
Listen, they were the JSA. You didn't read the JSA when you were a kid?
No.
Because
I wasn't a kid then. I wasn't alive.
They had it. Stargirl didn't come out until 1999.
They had it.
Like, there was a new JSA.
You
asked
JSA. You did not ask about Stargirl.
Stargirl was a member of JSA when they relaunched JSA in the 90s.
When they relaunched JSA. Yeah. Well, let me tell you about my time in the 90s. Who's definitely not around the Justice Society of America. Thank you. Don't care.
Fine then.
But then again, I didn't care about Doom Patrol, and I'm very excited for Doom Patrol now.
Yeah.
So We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
That's true. They could make this cool.
It's, you know what? They haven't let me down yet. So
eat that.
Eat what?
All right.
Robot Man.
Oh, yeah. Robot Man. Robot Man is my hero.
All right. Well, our show's supposed to be over, and we still got a lot of stuff to go through. So.
All right. So how was Aquaman?
Freaking amazing.
All right. Moving on. How was Spider-Man?
Awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. What was Aquaman like?
So Aquaman did a really good job of not taking itself too seriously. There were some moments where they knew their audience. So you'll get some, in the beginning, some slow motion shirtless Jason Momoa for the ladies out there.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
But then you also get some nice shots of Mera dripping wet.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
No, it was great. And the supporting cast, like, they did villains right. Like, you felt bad for some of the villains. Like, at some point, you're like, I want to side with Black Manta.
Well, you are the villain, so you would side with them.
Dennis Leary.
You sure you got that right?
Willem Dafoe.
Sorry. He was a standout star in it. He plays the advisor to Mera's father.
Okay.
Or not Mera's father, the Ocean Master. So Aquaman's brother.
Brother. Ocean, yeah.
He's trying to become the Ocean Master in this. Dolph Lundgren is Mera's father in this, and he was awesome too. So oh, wow. The action scenes, there's action from beginning to end. Like, you get at least an action sequence every few minutes. The special effects are a little cartoony. Like, they made the look of it. It's very bright, very colorful, but it's beautiful. When you see the underwater worlds they created.
I feel like this is a shoe-in for 3D. I feel like this is, like, I'm definitely going to see this in 3D.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they release this one in 3D?
I'm sure they will.
And, well, anytime they introduce you to a world, like that, like, when you go back and you think of, what was the one? Pandora. What was that one? Avatar. When you think of Avatar, and like 3D was okay. The movie was okay, but the 3D was phenomenal. Like, actually being in that world. So I would love to see what Atlantis is like and actually seeing the depth of it.
Don't get just one world. You get all the different kingdoms. So they all have their own kind of look to them.
What the hell is her name? Oh, the little monsters. Why can't I think of their name? The Trench.
The Trench.
Oh, my God.
The Trench looked amazing.
So they scared half the audience.
That's awesome.
Really?
Like,
awesome.
To the point where you were feeling a little, like, anxious during those scenes. Like, that's how much they...
I won't lie. I haven't seen it yet. I've been a little busy, so I'm going to see it. But that's what I'm more excited
about.
I'm so excited about the Trench.
And then
the Trench, for anybody unaware, is like these crazy evil, like, think about the fish that you see on like the Discovery Channel when they talk about like the bottom of the Marianas Trench, like those evil looking, that if those fish had people bodies,
they're the henchmen. They're the Centauri of Aquaman.
Well, not it's this, the different nations. So each nation kind of evolved. They used to remember Atlantis in DC was on land. Mm-hmm. So they fell to the ground, and the technology and magic they used on land gave them the ability to live underwater, and then when they all separated, they each evolved differently. So, you know, you have the philosophers, and they're like the fish-bodied people that really aren't built for fighting, where the Trench fell to the deepest part of the ocean and became the Trench monster. Listen, everything was good about it. I'm putting it probably in my top five.
Wow.
All-time comic book movies?
Yeah.
Wow. Top five. V for Vendetta.
That's not even my top 10.
Oh. Ooh.
Your
top five is going to piss me off.
But I left this movie wanting to see it again.
All right. I'm excited. I'll see it. All right. Okay. Stop.
A busy movie weekend.
All right. Baby Huey.
Spider-Verse.
Yes. How was it?
It was fun.
I heard nothing but phenomenal things.
I actually caught myself, you know, laughing out loud. I was like, and I actually had a
I'm sorry. One more time? I can't. One more time?
No, we're done.
Can we make that the title somehow? You know what he said? Do you ever see Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
He was like the aliens laughing.
It was a fun movie.
I love that movie.
Spider-Man, like Noir and Spider-Ham, they weren't in the movie as much as I thought they were gonna be in.
Spider-Ham's now getting his own spinoff.
He is gonna hopefully get his own spinoff.
No, hopefully. They're working on it.
Okay, good.
Damn it, where's my Noir spinoff?
Do you really want noir done properly, or you want an animated noir?
I want an animated noir.
Really?
You can do more with an animated.
No, I want dark, true noir.
See, I don't think we would ever get that because it's Spider-Man related, so I'd rather have the world be spot on.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're not getting it.
Yeah, true.
Was it how are the were there good cameos? Like, did we get other Spider people?
We got Stan Lee.
Well, I know that.
It was hard to watch that.
But I don't want you to tell me like who, but like, did we get other Spider people?
Was there a lot of random Spiderness?
No.
So it's just the core group and no other Spider folks.
It's the core group. What you do get is some pretty cool. Remember the scenes we saw of Peter had his like hall of armor, mm-hmm. his suits, the PS4 suits in it.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh, that's cool.
There's like 10 right. suits.
Spoiler, I'm going to stop
spoiler,
you
spoiler, spoiler,
because
spoiler.
Baby Huey doesn't know how to say things without spoiling things.
Yeah, you just did. Well, it's small. It's not a plot detail.
It's not a plot detail.
It's not like I get to be in the theater now and go, oh, I'm going to go. Oh, yeah.
That there's other suits I won't say that are in there. You're going to go, oh.
More Aquaman news. It's slated for to be beating Wonder Woman for the opening weekend. And we looked into that a little bit. Wonder Woman went up against nothing.
Captain Underpants.
That was the only big movie that she went at. Meanwhile, we've got Mary Poppins and
Bumblebee
coming out the same weekend.
And they're all rated to be phenomenal movies. All
right. So, since we're so far past. What?
I was talking and Baby Huey pulled a Baby Huey.
Hey, that's what Baby Huey does. He gets excited. He wants to finish.
Menti talked right after me, so there.
Well, yeah, after. You talked during.
You see the
difference?
He stopped talking.
But you're pointing.
Rewind the tape.
You're pointing on an audio podcast.
Mauer stopped talking.
So, anyway. No, we're gonna stop. We're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna talk about one last thing because we have to because we messed up and we didn't talk about it last time, and then we gotta stop the show.
What are we gonna talk about?
We gotta talk about the fact that Ultimate Alliance is going on the Nintendo Switch.
Beep that.
I have to because I put the logo in the photo and people need to know
why.
I am
so angry at that. You have no idea.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to buy a Switch and now
I'm not gonna buy a Switch. That system looks stupid.
Well, system's awesome. I have one.
I hear nothing but great things about it. But
you heard nothing great about the Wii and how long did that last?
That's a good point. That's a fair point. You can't. That's a good point. But
this is completely different than the Wii.
Yeah, yeah. It's Nintendo. It's totally different. It's got a gimmick where you can take it with you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's all Nintendo's good for. They come with good gimmicks, and then they don't carry out a longevity plan for their systems.
Well, no, and they bank off the fact that their core characters are going to make them survive, which, you know, Marvel. So it's.
But since the upper hand of change. People now they're putting games in there that normally Nintendo wouldn't put in there. So
I think the fact that we have multiple different systems with multiple different exclusives shows a lot about Disney owning Marvel and also Nintendo's new ownership.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of games that were never on Nintendo.
Remember when I bought Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, and then all of a sudden they were removed from every store. You can't buy those games anymore. Well, now we know why. They're Nintendo exclusives.
Oh, you can't buy them anywhere anymore?
No, they're gone. They are out of all the stores. So I bought them all. I got them on my PS4, but literally like a week later, they were gone.
Wow.
Jeez.
So if anybody's unaware, Marvel Ultimate Alliance is a lot like Marvel Future Fight if you play that game, which I love. But Ultimate Alliance is one of my favorite all-time hack and slash beat 'em up games. And this is going to be cool because it's going to have characters that we haven't seen in these games
yet. What was the unofficial prequel before them? It was the X-Men.
Oh, the X-Men game was great too. Remember Magma?
Yeah. Because they did the X-Men game first, and then they did the Ultimate Alliance.
There was a bunch of cool. We got to do that. Should be a show. Like the
I think we
the
did
Marvel games you forgot about.
I think we did that show. Like,
all right, baby, who you're our historian.
We did do a game episode,
but I want to do it on like the forgotten games that make you go, oh, I remember that one.
We did that with TV. I know that.
Yeah, we did that with TV.
You know, it's getting hard to remember. We're almost at 400 issues.
Yeah,
and
I know. We're gonna repeat at one point. All right, that's it.
On that note, do that thing.
You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online or welcometofireside.com. If you like the show, do us a favor, a comment, a share. All that stuff goes a long way. We appreciate all the support that we've been given. For all those who are in the Firesiders group on Facebook, I've seen the amount of posts that have happened recently. It's incredible. I love the interactions, and I love being in there with all of you. So keep that up. And once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Baby Huey.
And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or
the app.
All right, deuces.
Deuces.
Excelsior.
Anybody see speakers?